Hello and welcome to Infinite AM. I'm Jordan A. I'm here with Panda, Frankie G, and Jose Romo.
Yo, what up, what up?
Hola, hola.
Sup, bitches?
Today's gonna be a little shorter of an episode. We're just having a little mini discussion about some current events going on in the world right now.
Tom Petty died, guys.
I heard that he didn't die.
He apparently died, and then he died.
This goes beyond just that like happening. Jesus. It's more of the media saying, "Oh, he died, and he wasn't dead yet." And it's like, all right, well, you know.
See, I don't know much about that whole situation.
Who's Tom Petty? First of all,
he was a
free
singer.
Fallen.
Come on now.
And I'm free.
I don't know.
Well, you can turn on the radio. All the songs are on right now.
AC/DC guy?
No. He's Tom.
You have to.
Anyways, more than him, fucking 58 people died so far.
59.
Another one came out?
Yeah.
And then more than 500, they say, is injured.
How is that?
I seen the fucking video, dude. That shit was crazy.
Some GTA.
What happened.
Everybody knows the whole Vegas thing that's going on right now. We're going to post this bitch today. So, a shooter had 10 guns in his hotel room.
White male, 65. Lived in a retirement home.
I don't know. Steve was his first name. He had 10 guns in his hotel room.
Yeah.
He unloads on a country concert with an automatic weapon. And then when you see some of the videos of like it happening live, you just hear
do 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 do
an awkward silence. People, everyone's still questioning. Then you hear the second round, and then that's when chaos started ringing in. And then when another two rounds of the shooting happens, and now people are like, "Don't push!" So they're trying to keep order, but shit's going crazy. You see pictures of people just dropped on the ground. This dude's shooting at him from a top angle. He's just almost like fish in a barrel, dude. Yeah. That's some fucked up shit.
What a lot of people say, it sounded like fireworks when it was playing, right? Yeah. And but the thing is, being that far away, someone shooting that far away in a higher platform, you're not gonna know where it's coming from.
No.
So you don't know if it's up, forward, back, the side. So you just
they were saying, the authorities were saying that they didn't even know where it was coming from until there was enough smoke from the rounds
that
it set off the fire alarms, and then that triggered the system letting them know where it was. So that's how they found him.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's
they
almost got lucky then in that sort of event, because if he had just dipped out before that, he probably would have got away with it.
Then with the amount of guns and ammo that this dude had.
That's the thing. You ever gone to a casino? You know how much fucking security they have
there?
That's
ridiculous.
Like, they're looking at your every move at a casino.
Yeah.
How did he manage to bring all that stuff in there?
In his rectum.
Maybe, you know, I mean, back door of the casino.
He could have fucking just had it in a suitcase. They're not going to check a
suitcase. Yeah.
He could have just broke everything apart, suitcase, walked
it
in, checked
it
in like
that. Sometimes you think places are just secure because people say
it's
that they are.
It's one of the most popular casinos in Las Vegas.
Yeah, but we worked at an airport, and we could have easily done something there. I walked through there with water in my back pocket and everything. Like,
no one said shit.
So,
no, you just buzz and walk right in.
I mean,
sometimes
if you think about
it,
these people are just employees and own the casino, and they don't really get anything but getting paid what they get paid. So sometimes people have room for error. Somebody might have.
Then if in a suitcase, you're not going to fucking, you're not going to find out. If you had it in a luggage, like a rolling luggage, you know how much shit you can fit in there? You can take apart the barrels, organize it, take apart the stock, organize it,
just
ammo be stocked in there. You could have had a backpack on, all the ammo in the backpack.
Now that we're talking about that, this brought up the issue again on the gun control stuff. How do you guys feel about that?
I mean, look, the gun control issue is people trying to make it harder for people with sketchy backgrounds, any mental condition, or getting harder to get the gun, right?
Right.
But this guy has no bad record.
As far as
they
tell us so far, yeah.
Yeah, but as of right now, so how can you eliminate those outliers who are saying quotation marks from getting those?
How the fuck does he got 10 guns?
Yeah, exactly.
Automatic
guns. Well, automatic weapons are harder to get.
Well, were they registered guns, though?
I have no idea.
Because if
they
were unregistered, you could easily have like 50
exactly.
guns,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Right.
We don't know yet.
As far as gun control, it's the same thing as every other case. It's not guns aren't bad. It's just the people that choose to use them in a certain way, and there is no way to know when someone's going to use them in a horrible way.
Well, that's
one
of the arguments. Like, okay, nothing could have been done to prevent this, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're saying, because of that, let's not do anything. But, I mean, is that how you're going to
It's almost, we say this in damn near every fucking podcast, but it's almost like a cultural thing.
Human
it's
nature.
Our second,
yeah.
It's our second fucking amendment, you know?
Yeah.
It, look how high up it is in the ranking, second
yeah.
amendment.
I
can
I
have
mean,
a right to bear arms.
Yeah.
It's so embedded into our culture. Other nations... They look at our gun laws and they're like, what the fuck? They look at our gun laws like we look at Middle Eastern women's, you know, wearing the fuck. Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Yeah, because look, if this is not going to wake up people, if Sandy Hook didn't wake up people, I mean, come on. About gun violence and all that.
Sandy Hook hit because it was kids involved.
Yeah.
And people always get a little bit more involved.
The thing is, if nothing happened with that, that kind of... outcry.
Well, the last couple ones
you know?
Was that. There was the Orlando thing.
Well, the unfortunate thing is, it's like so complicated of a situation. It's
mm-hmm.
almost like messing with freedom of speech. It's that
mm-hmm.
sensitive of a thing where it's
mm-hmm.
people that own guns are not going to give up guns or ammo
no.
for nobody.
Yeah,
they will
I
die with
gun,
the gun in
but
the
I'm
hand.
A hunter.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what it. Most people that have them, I would assume, are responsible
yeah.
gun owners.
Mm-hmm.
To some extent.
You
gotta take into account how many people have guns,
right.
and out of those, how many are responsible.
Definitely.
I'll assume that most of them are. But it doesn't hurt making it harder for people to get guns.
Yeah.
Especially if there's no laws right now against criminals. Even right now, I know that guy didn't have any background. Like, even if there was rules against people that have
mm-hmm.
a sketchy background to get guns, it wouldn't have helped in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that stuff shouldn't be implemented, you know? Like, just because it wouldn't have helped in here doesn't mean it can't help in the future with people that maybe do have
implement what, though? Like, a buyback program?
No, more like, because I don't think banning all guns is a solution, because it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what's it called, prohibition?
Yeah,
that happened like that.
Especially with something that's our right to have, to bear and stuff, instead of alcohol.
But
it's really
if
something.
It's universal, because I think, isn't it right now, depending on the state you're in, there's different...
Yeah,
there's definitely
laws
different.
Arizona being like one of the loosest, and then California
yeah.
being one of those.
But if there was something universal, just to make it harder with people with a background, not necessarily
this
a criminal
would go
background.
Ape shit, dude.
Yeah,
my family would go ape shit
yeah.
if you try to take away someone's.
But that's the thing; it would still allow people that want their guns and have a clean record to get them. So essentially, don't fuck up. And
the system I think that is closest to that would be is when we're talking about welfare and stuff. Essentially, at its core, welfare is not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
It helps people that need the help, right? But a lot of people abuse that system.
Yeah.
So they need to audit these people every so often to make sure that they meet
yeah,
the requirements.
Yeah, but the manpower
to
get there.
Definitely.
Is the
but
part.
You shouldn't offer something
then
you can't
in,
check it. The kind,
then you're
you
bringing
know.
In government more.
Well, it's already
more
regulated
it.
By the government.
Yes.
They have the final say, anyways. We do have the right to revolt and have solidarity and stuff. We feel that strongly about it. But I don't think in today's society that people, American people, are strong enough to do that.
Well,
you know,
another
we're just
big
so
factor
damn big
too
to do
is
we're
that.
So reliant on our own country.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying we shouldn't be, but at the same
yeah.
time, it's kind of a negative thing, you know? You see other countries when they, like, for example, this stuff happens every once in a while, massacres and stuff like that. But you look at other countries,
I'm
man.
Pretty surprised.
Like, the crime per day is worse
yeah.
than stuff like this. So it's the best it can be for right
but
now.
But even then,
which is
crime here is not low as fuck. It's
no,
still
it's not.
Pretty high. You're, I mean,
depending on
you hear
but
about
like we don't
stuff
have genocide and stuff
like
that
like
here.
That.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like entire
not
people
Rwanda.
Dying for no
yeah.
reason.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, except for what just happened.
Well,
but we're talking
too,
about like massacres, you know?
In terms of the political side of it, a big force in politics is the NRA. You know, the
yeah.
what is it? National
Rifle
Association.
Yeah.
They have a lot of lobbyists and they have a lot of money to influence pretty much whatever they want.
Oh, definitely.
So I don't think it's realistic to think that anything's going to be done in terms of gun control
yeah.
in general. But then who does it come down to? Like, do the states step up to try to do something there? Like, what's...
I looked at another case because it caught my interest. Australia had a massacre over there, and what they did was they did a buyback program on guns, and they limited the amount of people having guns by buying them back. And the number of suicides went down because they're just you think of just massacres being the issue
right.
but there's accidental firing, little yeah. kid accidentally blows his fucking brains too, off, definitely. Or someone commits suicide with a yeah. gun, or just accidents happen. So yeah. that went down, and then overall gun violence in that yeah. country went down. But yes, they're very different than the
Cause,
United
I mean,
States.
Of America. I guess the idea of the Second Amendment is, because to its core, the idea is if your government,
when the homeboys and the power
if your government's acting up, you have the right to have your gun, so you can stand up to that.
Yeah, yeah.
But people, I don't think, get the same concept nowadays. Now it's more like, oh, that's my gun. Like, I can't, mm-hmm. I'm not going to get yeah. rid of it. Like, that's my
yeah,
right.
It's a very different world than when that law was implemented.
Right. Yeah.
But then again, man, I come from a family of hunters. It's hunting season right now. Like,
yeah.
my cousins are up there as we
I
speak
mean,
trying to
get it.
But would,
cool.
would your family be able
is.
To have guns if there was stricter
They'd be
rules?
Able to have it.
That's what I'm saying.
And
They'd
I'm
be fine.
All cool with that.
They'd be
yeah.
fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So if it doesn't affect the people that it's
I'm
like,
just saying
it's
you don't
like
want
a
big
license.
Brother scenario coming in where they strip you from your
like
weapons.
You don't
if
have
they
a
have,
choice, right?
If they have a buyback program,
that's
then
different.
If they make it harder to get guns, like you have to be spotless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I'm all for laws like
yeah.
that. I'm
yeah.
not for somebody making shelf life on bullets where it's only gonna
yeah.
be alive for
it
a moment.
It doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah,
to people.
No
yeah.
fucking sense. Or to just straight up ban weapons.
Yeah, I think
entirely.
That's
unrealistic.
Make bullets in there from
like the only problem
first,
with
yeah.
that kind of stuff is that no matter what, they're to get rid of it completely, they're gonna have to ban the internet. Because
sure.
there's people on the dark web just buying things just that
yeah,
normal
only
people
a fraction
do not have
of,
well, it's
of
only a fraction
guns.
Until those guns get bought back. You know what I mean? That's
yeah,
another thing. You take legal guns as an option away, then more illegal shit's going to happen. It's just that's the
but
only
see,
problem.
That, that's the point again. Like, do you do nothing
created.
Because
that's,
you don't want to...
That's the thing. That's the hot topic is
you know
that no one really knows what to do because everything
yeah.
Is a push and pull,
do,
you know?
You guys know what's the other hot topic that no one's talking about right now?
What?
So the shooter was white, right?
Yeah. Oh,
and,
they're talking about that.
And he is mentally mentally unstable. What if a Middle Eastern guy did it?
Oh, he's ISIS.
Or
right.
or an Asian or an Asian black, basically a minority, they would be called
yeah.
thugs.
Well, what
right?
you're saying is, like, because he's white, first of all, they're...
It's a terrorist attack.
It's a
yeah.
terrorist,
no,
but
so,
it's a terrorist
attack. So there's
attack.
A couple things.
They're,
they don't
want
to label
not,
it as a terrorist attack.
Yeah.
To the local police that were in charge of handling it, categorized him as a lone wolf. So
yeah.
it wasn't a terrorist. It
right.
wasn't.
He
you
acted
know.
On his
exactly.
own free will
but,
by
yeah.
himself.
Yeah, but a lot of people who work alone, but in
what's
a
the fucking definition?
Well,
of terrorist
put it this way: you can't. Really,
so he did cause
yeah,
terror, right? He's a terrorist.
I mean, you to a certain extent, you could call. A serial
it's
killer,
just a fucking
domestic
word,
terrorism.
You know,
yeah.
If you're killing,
no,
if they're
it's not even. It's just terrorism.
Yeah,
but I don't think we should be arguing over like what it's labeled as.
Yeah, that's
regardless,
what I'm, yeah.
it was a heinous act.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless,
sure
it was bullshit.
Definitely.
If it was black,
yeah.
white, Chinese, Japanese,
uh-huh.
even if he was mentally ill, like
yeah,
whatever.
That
yeah.
is the big issue, I believe, too, because
yeah.
they did blood work on the people and they looked at their prescription history. A lot of these mass shooters were like off of Zoloft. They were
depressed.
Off antidepressants
yeah.
and shit, and that. It's like we spoke about before. We're just a chemical vehicle walking around. You know, we're a biological vehicle. This dude's chemistry might have been off. Not giving him a pass on this. He was mentally unstable.
See, that's the line though. Like, where's the line? Like,
yeah.
was it because of his mental
regardless,
illness?
It wasn't right. And now the dude's dead. And that there's fucking families that
yeah,
are hurting
really.
Right now. It, but it's so gray of a
and
thing.
And if you think
right?
about like. Insanity and stuff like that. Well, this guy was able to have his entire life own like condos to rent out to people.
Mm-hmm.
So he was smart
at
enough.
A certain point.
Yeah.
So he was sick mentally, maybe, but we could call that maybe he was a sociopath, somebody that doesn't feel feelings or associate with people, like as far as seeing them as like a precious living
yeah,
being. You know,
I just feel like people want to blame something, and when they start bringing up like mental illness and stuff like that, like I get it, people have that, but.
Yeah.
You can't, it's not an excuse for anything.
I
and
like.
I know a lot of people don't think
yeah.
that way too, but a lot of people are trying to use that as an excuse.
I agree that people want an answer.
Yeah.
So they're
yeah.
trying
they
to find that answer.
It's tough because it's ethical
yeah.
versus.
Not to mention, it's been
holding
one day.
Someone
people,
accountable.
People want information fast. They're like,
uh-huh.
they're trying to find his family, people that he's connected to.
They found
to.
His brother, and his
yeah.
brother
yeah.
said, like,
actually,
oh, I had no. Clue, this is
yeah.
dumbfounded.
It could be
right
genetic too, because I was listening.
Oh, his father,
his dad
was
a bank
yeah.
robber or something like that, and escaped
yeah.
from prison also.
That's
but,
another fucking
you know,
thing.
Genetic? There's two brothers, one's not like that, one is, but
Who, and then he just cracked all the signs. Where's the signs?
Right. Yeah.
That's so, funny. It's just a tough thing.
Like,
you know?
Serial killers, the best ones, they have no history of anything.
Mm-hmm.
No one even knows that they're out there killing people.
They never really found the
Zodiac. You know? And even when they find these people and they do arrest them, they're like the most normal people on earth. The people that know them personally will tell them, I never thought he would be
charismatic.
Yeah.
Like people
hey,
are like,
what's up? You lost weight.
Yeah, you know, those people.
Not knowing.
I'm sure those guys.
Yeah, not even knowing that, like, a couple hours ago, he just dumped somebody in a
Harbor. Remember the guy that did the Joker thing at the theater?
Yeah.
He was weird.
And that was in Colorado.
I think the genetic thing that he brought up is fascinating as fuck, because I did see somewhere that his dad was on the FBI's most wanted list, and that brought
like
that same concept to my head.
Yeah.
That's
fucking
crazy.
Because genetics are pretty strong. Look at, like, I feel like I'm nothing like my dad, but the older and older I get, I start to see, like, wow, I'm very much like him.
I hope I don't become an alcoholic.
Son
of a bitch.
But, I mean... at the end of the day, it's like, what can we do to prevent this as a society?
Just,
you know,
those,
it's so hard.
See, the thing
it goes
is,
back
we
to what
focus
he's saying.
On preventing it, or now that it's done,
and,
like, helping out the people that are affected by it.
Because, you know, guns are so prevalent in our society. Do we just base it on, like, you know, how cars are such a dangerous thing?
Yeah.
There's accidents every single day, but do we make it part of our society?
Like,
it will happen.
Like I was saying earlier, you want to blame something.
Mm-hmm.
People want to blame guns. People
want
to blame mental illness.
Yeah.
People
want
to blame everything.
Yeah.
But there's different factors, so you got to take them all into account.
Yeah.
And like I was saying, like, then you have to actually take care of the problem.
Because
like, there's so many people injured and stuff.
Because
that is
lives.
That is the main thing.
That's
like
the most
helping
important
them.
Thing. Yeah.
Okay, what can you really do to prevent a situation like this? Who the fuck knows, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's people that need the help. Just like the thing that we're talking about with Puerto Rico, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Those people still don't have fucking electricity over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't have drinkable water over there.
Yeah.
And it's more than just, clearing out water. It's like, you gotta rebuild everything.
Yeah.
Like, things are just gone. Like,
Yeah, don't think it's, like... They didn't have a say on the way they're gonna... Like, they just put in a situation where they just lost their lives. Like,
mm-hmm.
they didn't put themselves in that situation...
No,
just one person just decided to do it, and it can happen to anyone.
Yeah.
No control.
Literally, it's
that.
Weird.
Look at the places too. It's like you know,
movie
public
theater.
Events, a freaking marathon for fuck's sake in Boston.
Yeah.
You're talking about movie theaters, schools, elementary, the college, Virginia Tech, and stuff like that. High
even
school
then
level.
Too, like this was it's Las Vegas, so it's fairly close.
That's
to
what's
it, so it's,
crazy about
it.
It's Vegas, man. Like
you turn on the news and it seems like the
people
end of
go
fucking
there all
days,
the time,
man.
And nothing like that really happens.
Been to Vegas like four times. In my life, I'm still alive.
It's weird because when I go to the movie theaters, there's a slight thing in my head. I'm like, shit can go down right now.
It's the
that,
same
it's
thing
weird.
On when people go to planes, people
gun
on,
fuck,
you know?
Having one on.
Yeah,
the
like ever since 9/11, you think people don't think about when they go on planes, like, oh,
dude,
something
I think
goes
about
down.
It's in the subconscious now.
Yeah, and then the thing is, that is what we lose, that peace of mind whenever we're out in public, and that's a strong thing. That's what I think terrorists look for, like people from.
That's what terrorism
is.
Is
sending
that,
messages, man.
Is that
peace of mind?
The peace of mind is gone. You know, that's what they aim for.
It's like wiping
for.
Away someone's innocence.
Yeah,
in a sense.
That just sucks.
It's like finding out Santa Claus.
As you bring that up, my coworker said the same thing. He's like, "That's why I don't go. That's why I don't go out." He's like, "I got everything I need at home."
Yeah.
And I was thinking about that. I'm like,
but you can't live.
I can't
that way.
Live exactly. Like, I can't live that fucking way. I'm not gonna just be scared.
Someone just
shit happens,
easily
you know?
Just kick in your door and kill you in your own house. Like, you can slip on
that.
Something
you
in your house
and
die.
Yeah,
something stupider than that. Like,
you can't be paralyzed with. What could happen?
Yeah,
because
that's terrible. That's
a terrible way to live. Because
people were having the time of their life listening to good music, and you just one day, just in an instant, you see one of your friends or someone you're having fun with that you met that night, shot dead in front of you. Like, what the?
And then you're not gonna be right for the next couple of. Who knows? Maybe life.
The dude's had a heart attack.
They had a, what's his name? Dan
Balzerian?
Yeah.
The guy who just fucks out bitches?
He was like, I just saw a lady get shot in the head.
Yeah.
Brains everywhere.
Yeah.
As you say that, I get fucking goosebumps.
Yeah,
just
it's crazy.
That shit,
it's
because
crazy.
Technically it
try
really
to
could happen
that.
To theoretically any one of us or anybody around here.
Yeah.
Just by doing everyday things. And
it could go down to the fucking grocery store.
At a mall. Which is why... I don't go to malls. The other one got burnt down, so I don't want to try to get burnt, you know?
Because I went to Coachella, right? This is how fucked up my head is. I'm like, this is really a good
place
prime
real estate for
to cause havoc right now. Because there's people, and people are on some kind of
and you're probably
going to
get away with
and then,
it.
And where are you going? There's
That was an issue at what happened yesterday. The whole event is kind of caged in, right?
Yeah,
man. You know, security, whatever.
Down, man.
So that it prevented people from escaping at least as fast as they could because they were fenced in.
Because the thing is, this is how
it causes a funnel effect.
This is how festivals work. They have different entrances, and it's the same exits, right? But it funnels you.
Mm-hmm.
It almost corrals you to a single point. So once you get in, it's fine. It's going out that's going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if
what they're saying is a lot of people were shot in the back because pretty much once they realized where it was coming from, everybody ran away. And it was because he was doing different magazines.
Yeah.
Like, they would hear the shots go on the ground.
Yeah.
And when they would hear him stop, they would get up again and, you know, run for their lives.
That's fucking scary.
It is.
I can't imagine being in
and
a situation.
And imagine having
like that.
To do that
and it's
multiple
just luck.
Times and just,
it's really just luck. Yeah. Like, man, I hope he doesn't spray my area.
Or super smart.
It takes away everything from your fucking...
Like, there was also the people on stage, which I found was a trip. None of the performers actually got hit. None of them got killed. None of them got hurt.
It took
them
a while to realize
But they
that
didn't
it was
know what was going on. And I would have thought that for some reason he would have went for them first.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He wasn't targeting anything. He was just...
Yeah, and that's the crazy thing about it. But they all got away and stuff like that. But I do understand it's like, it is a tough thing. You're looking around like, where the hell do I run? And it echoes off of whatever the hell is over there.
Yeah, you don't know where the fuck it's coming from.
Because how loud those speakers
are? You see people dropping, you're like,
the toughest part is when they're interviewing people, the people that were actually there, how they describe
the scenario.
The scenarios.
It's,
People saying you kind of try to relate how you were in it, how you would be in this situation, and there's no way. There's no way.
It happens too fast.
People saying, like, seeing heads being blown off, people dying in your arm, people dying.
Well, you can tell. You can tell.
Being wounded, 500 fucking people wounded.
You can tell in their faces, like, they're just in shock. Like, it's weird because there's a reporter trying to interview, getting your point of view, and you just witness this event. And you can tell their faces,
part of
like,
the massacre,
they don't know.
You're in that shit.
Yeah.
And then what's crazy, it feels just like the 1920s again. There was a lot of people in the 1920s that were killed by, like, mafia stuff, gang-related stuff, and that all has to do with gun control also, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like so much has changed, because if you tally up that amount of people from that time, it's basically the same thing, people dying for no reason and stuff like that. I mean,
yeah, there was a very graphic thing in the video, and it was a lady got hit, and you can hear her say, like she's like complaining about the blow that she took, like that shit. When I heard
not
that,
only that, like,
fuck,
well,
dude,
it's
that
reported
got me.
There's over 400 or 500 injuries, right?
Uh-huh.
You got to think of the people that are there. They're going to be mentally scarred, too. Like, that's
post-traumatic stress?
That's way beyond
that's
that.
We've seen that. We have friends that went to the military and came back, and that you can see the post-traumatic stress. They're not normal after that.
You see the people that die, the people that got injured, but it does a lot more damage. Not just the people that are there, people that see it on TV.
Yeah.
Like, kids see that shit on TV, too. Like, what are they going to think?
Yeah,
and you can't cover them from that. It's just... You can't.
It's a peace of mind, man.
To close it out, because I got to bounce.
Yeah.
It all goes back to what we were saying, that you can look at, was it a terrorist attack? You can look at how they label it. You can look at all the political issues. Yeah, but it's just the vocabulary. The real thing is people got hurt. People need help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just like the whole Puerto Rico thing. People need help. We were talking last week about the taking a knee thing in football, how that's a political issue. But there's people in pain.
Yeah.
There's people who've been through some crazy trauma. And that's the more important thing than focusing on what to fucking label it. And with that, I gotta go, my friends.
All right. Peace out.
Whoop. Are we gonna stop or keep going?
It's up to you.
You can go for a little longer.
I don't know.
By the way, we're talking about the conversation. Longer.
Well, that's the thing. Like, what do we do then?
Because
honestly, we're close enough. We shoot out to Reno, donate some blood, save a couple lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, who's gonna help? Do you donate money? What do you do in a situation? The people that are scarred mentally, you can't really.
Well, put it this way: I had the same like dilemma earlier, not to the degree of helping that many people or anything.
Uh-huh.
The other day, I was on the road. I was going to Chick-fil-A. So, you know, you're going
very
down
delicious.
How. There's a
except
lot of homeless
Sundays.
People there.
Mm-hmm.
This is one guy who was, like, super burnt up.
Yeah.
And, like, the only way I could help him was give him money.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah, that dude. And he gets a lot of money.
He
balls.
He's a scammer, dude.
Yeah.
Well, he balls.
I swear.
He balls. Because I looked in that thing, and he had, like, more money than I did in my wallet.
Fuck.
So, either way, though. But it's, like, in my opinion, there's only one way I can help you. I could probably do things further, but the only way I can help you is give you money mm-hmm. in that situation. So there are multiple ways of people helping.
Yeah.
But
yeah, but that goes back to abusing the system. Because that guy, I don't know him, but I work in that area, so I've seen him plenty of times. And one time, I did give him money, and I told my coworker at the time, and he's like, "Oh, that guy, I know him. He doesn't need money. He sets up in his clothes because he wears like long ass baggy clothes." Gets hella money on that same corner, but he's actually, like, just because he's burnt up, people do give him that money, but he's actually not broke at all. He's like,
he needs
goes
to be careful,
because
he's
going to
get his ass whipped one
He
day.
Goes to the mall, he buys, like,
don't tell me this story,
because
I'm
going to
be the one.
I swear to God, dude, that same guy is the one that's all burned up. All
right.
And but that's the thing,
I'm not
like, going to
threaten anybody on the...
yeah. At that point, like, who do you help out? How
right.
do you know when
and
to
it
help
really
out?
Is,
that's
like,
why people don't like donating. Like,
oh,
how do you know where my money's going?
Is it going to the system, or is it going to the actual people?
That is a tough decision, like, morally.
That's why people don't like paying taxes. Like, ideally... Like, and the concept of taxes, okay, this is the money for the community,
and
it's going back to schools, police, it's going to be good. But the reality is, like, people, like, government officials taking trips to wherever they want,
and you don't
like,
see
stuff like that.
Money.
And it's like, I don't know where my money is going.
That's the thing, they only show you up to how much they've taken out of your check, but they don't show you how it was spent. Definitely don't give you a receipt for that.
Like, if my money was going to schools and law enforcement stuff that actually does help out, then but
I mean,
you don't know that, and there's no way of knowing that, and there's no way they can report that to you, like, oh, hey, by the way, we gave your tax money to all these homeless
this
kids.
This
like,
piece of sidewalk right here was paid for by you?
That would be dumb. like you see, like, a almost like a GPS-like system through the whole through the whole tax system.
Well, I mean, the closest thing to
dope.
That is, you know how you can adopt the highway?
Helpful.
You know how you can adopt a highway?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... I mean, that's close.
That's pretty much close.
Like, oh, that stretch? That's my stretch.
Yeah.
That's... It's like, we all pay this amount of taxes, and yet we look at the roads and stuff like that. You're like, how can this road still have a, like, 4-foot pothole in it for four years?
Now, in the long run, what do you think this is going to affect not just... You know, people around that area, not just people involved with guns, stuff like that, which overall, because it's been quite a few tragedies like this, you know, and to a certain, like we were talking about yesterday, or last podcast, it's like, when do you start doing the change? Like, what's enough to start doing change? How do we even figure out what the change is?
Well,
because obviously things aren't working.
Well, one thing that's scary is this kind of stuff brings a lot of people together, and it also does make a lot of people think about this kind of stuff. At the same time, if this happens so often, there's a risk that everybody is taking and being desensitized to these types of things.
Yeah.
So you look at people in North Korea, they don't see anything wrong with what's going on there because they've been desensitized to all that stuff. So that's one thing that's kind of concerning, is that the people are growing up and they're like, oh, there's always this bullshit, we just got to deal with it kind of mentality. That's kind of scary, like, if you think about it.
Well, whenever these kind of things happen, people look into the issue.
Yeah.
But they realize...
There's
system
also
is
people,
so messed up.
There's
that,
also people that get shocked. They're like, "Oh, I don't want to talk about it." You know, there's people
definitely.
Like that.
But
I don't want to see the news. I don't want to deal with
it. But the people who actually can do something will realize the system is so messed up that they have to overhaul it. You know, they're like, "What? Like what?"
Yeah, but people don't.
What
like
do we start
change.
With first?
People right. don't like change.
Yeah, but you know, but even though we want change, for example, right? What do we change first? Because there's so many things we have to change.
Why do you think there's been so many revolutions in history?
Definitely.
Every country, at least every, I would say, first world country, has had a revolution. French Revolution, American Revolution.
Egypt just overthrew a couple years ago.
You know,
but Brazil, I think,
but
recently.
When's the time? Like.
I
don't think there's going to be another American Revolution.
Not unless things get really, really
bad. Do you know what? I'm actually pretty surprised. I know this is kind of dark, but not a lot more things happen like this. Because there's so much guns out there. There's so much...
I mean, that's not being
so much,
dark. That is really being
because,
realistic.
Yeah,
I mean.
Realistic. Because when I, for example, when I drive down that freeway, right? I'm surprised there's not a lot more accidents. Because how much people out there driving... out there being reckless, it all decides between what action or not, because if someone being a dick and changes lanes and you can see it, you back out. What if people don't see it? You know, there's, I imagine it having a lot more accidents, and there's a lot of guns out there. There's people on many medications. There's a lot more
people
not
happy. Yeah, but if someone gets in an accident, maybe one, two, let's say,
yeah,
eight people die, right? A pilot.
Yeah.
This guy by himself killed 50 something people.
That's like a stretch of highway.
Like, it's not, it's, yeah, it's,
yeah.
And then
but,
you can't even bring him to justice either. Like, there's nothing you can do to even.
Well, I mean, there's no, what do you, well, let's say he survived. Like, what's the justice there?
Well, the best possible thing would to have somebody live in a hole for the rest of their life.
Because we can't do torture anymore.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying, man.
I know.
Like, yeah,
it sounds dark, but I mean, I went to jury duty one time. This Vietnamese guy was talking about how they do things in Vietnam, and they have like no crime because people die immediately.
I'm just saying,
but they don't
have
due process. So
I mean, me coming from a third world country, maybe coming from a farm like base, like death to me is like okay, but the crime you do should be the punishment you'll receive. You know, I mean that kind of.
That
kind of makes sense.
Capital punishment.
Can't scale correctly.
Yeah, it can't.
If you kill 20 people, 20 people are going to kill
you.
I'm going to
kill you
20
times.
Yeah, that kind of goes along with the torture thing, but, you know, we're kind of beyond that at this point.
I don't know, man. Like I was saying, like, it's
really
at a point where
it,
things like this bring up issues that you have to talk about. You can't just stray away from them. But you have to remember that it's something that happens, so there's people that are out there that need help.
Mm-hmm.
So the best thing you can do is take care of the first issue, which is the people.
Yeah.
And after that is, because even then, like, I know a lot of people that are like, oh, politics, I don't get involved with that. But
it's
that's
complicated.
That's the opposite of what you need to do.
Yeah.
It's like the more you're involved, the more you try to change things.
Or even knowing your rights.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think they read them to you? Because motherfuckers don't
know
them.
Because nobody knows them.
Do you know if you send or call your public official, they have to some way answer that letter or answer that call.
Yeah.
It might take a while, but they're obligated
awesome.
To answer calls or answer messages from mail or email. That is weird how easy it is for us to contact them.
Couple of traffic
but the thing is,
right, let's go
the thing is,
pardon thing here.
Because I have friends that interned in like a mayor's or senators or governors, and they handle everything, right? But it gets to them. But the thing is,
I think it goes
surprised.
Beyond that too. I think.
It's pretty easy talking.
We're in a system where the people most I don't say all of them, but a lot of people in office they're gonna think a certain way and no matter what, it's just not gonna change.
Yeah.
But I feel like the younger generation has that kind of openness to take different things into consideration.
Yeah.
Not all of them, but I think most people 20 something and under, they're open to different opinions.
Yeah.
The problem is there's not enough people like that going into politics. There's not enough people like that actually trying to deal with it. You know?
It's hard. I think traditionally politics is hard to get into. Just because,
why do you think they're all old?
Yeah, well, in the first place, you kind of have to be set up generationally before your time also.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to get into it early. You might not be anything significant early, but you're going to have to put in your time early.
The roadmap is...
Power before you go in.
The roadmap
definitely
is...
Definitely senator or something like that, mayor or something.
Well, the roadmap is you are active in school politics. You get to a certain point.
Uh-huh.
You do your whole college thing.
And it doesn't it doesn't hurt to go to Ivy League school either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you go into local politics, and then you just kind of work your way
definitely.
Up there.
Do what you need to do,
yeah.
Definitely.
But... thing is, I think the government goes for the majority's well-being instead of a minority's well-being.
I think the government goes towards where the money is at. It doesn't matter for the
majority. But the thing is, in order
affected.
to have the gears going normally or just keep it going, they're gonna care about what's gonna keep most of the population going instead of
what's the greater good for
most
people. I guess.
What's the greater good for the most people?
The
you
thing
know what
is,
I'm talking about?
You're talking about like the general government. I'm saying there's so many different levels of government.
Yeah.
City, county, and
I mean, there's so many different even like just a district. Like you can change different things where you live to be in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
You can change things in your city.
But,
you know,
the thing is, it goes back to no one knows that process of changing shit.
So what do we do? Do we try to educate people? people.
That's just
on
personal education.
Yeah,
if you want more, you have to go.
That
get
goes
one.
Back to people don't care.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
Like I don't care what the zoning rule at this area is. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So that's why a lot of companies get away with shit. Like, we're gonna make this get zoned for our benefit because nobody really gives a fuck.
Right, right.
And that's just
crazy,
one example.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of stuff gets through. Where people don't notice it because nobody cares.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't really make it a big fuss either to go into politics for a lot of younger people or anybody in general. It's boring for a reason. Like, nobody is naturally gravitated toward that unless
your
family
power
happens to be some kind of, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But then again, then when these issues, because you know how many people protest about those things, but. What I hate seeing is people protesting about something, even if it's something I agree with.
Mm-hmm.
And they go interview them, and they're like, like they don't know what the fuck to say.
Mm-hmm, right.
And it's like, well,
your cause should be pretty clear. Like,
yeah,
if you're
and it's like,
if you
actually care about
write
this
it on
issue
your hand if you
that you're protesting,
do your research.
One, do your research, and two, there's other ways of taking care of this.
Uh-huh.
Protesting's fine. I'm not saying don't do it.
Yeah.
But, you know, call your local
I called this guy.
Yeah,
this guy,
exactly.
This guy.
That
way
you more
make steps
credibility.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
uh-huh.
Oh, I called my congresswoman, man, whatever. You know,
and she hasn't, or he or she hasn't responded.
Yeah,
so
but
we're
at
taking
least
it now.
You've taken steps, and like now I'm protesting because we got to do shit now. That gives you more validity when you're doing things.
That is the same thing with an argument. You got to know the other side's.
Yeah.
Deposition, you know? Like, you have to know their argument in order to make your argument so that you can make your argument better.
But no, I like, a month ago, I saw people talking in Congress. What is that channel? CNN?
C-SPAN?
C-SPAN?
Yeah. C-SPAN 1, 2.
And it's like, it's not even a conversation they have. They, one person says their point, one person says the other. They're like, does anybody else want to talk?
And
for the most part, it's like, no.
And then they're like, well.
And they're like, all right, let's vote on it. And it's like, oh, well, there's, you know, 50-something people on this side. There's 40-something people on this side. And the 50-something people won.
Is it that
simple?
It's really not.
That's how it goes.
It's not even a discussion. It's a vote.
Okay. They usually, like, publicize the big things. Like, if it's a big issue, they'll have a lot more people talk. And it'll be an actual, like, healthcare, right?
Yeah.
There's an actual.
Yeah.
People are talking, there's some Republicans on Democratic side and vice versa, right?
Yeah.
But a lot of that and a lot of politics isn't that.
Okay.
It's smaller things. And like you're saying, it's stuff that's boring. Nobody wants to watch that.
So,
but the least you pay attention to it, the more that stuff's
going
to...
It's just going
to
keep
going. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's say a younger generation individual like did cause a change in lower ranks, right? It keeps coming up until we get to that point when it's the House or the Senate, right, to make a bill. Some of these people, like the recent healthcare bill that the Republicans wanted to pass, they didn't even read the whole thing.
Yeah, and that goes for not just that, a lot of laws.
Yeah. So, what if someone or some group did all this work to make change, like, you know, got all that support, got all that, and then makes it all the way to the top? And they just don't read it, and they vote no.
That's,
you know?
That's,
it happens all the time.
That's why people get discouraged.
You know what I'm talking about? It all comes back, like, in my head, I'm like, how do we solve problems when and then there's different levels of the system that's not accountable?
The thing is, I feel like we saw that movement last year on both ends of the spectrum. There was, you know how the main thing was Trump versus Hillary, right?
Uh-huh.
But the actual movement from, like, I feel like the younger crowd was Trump versus Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Problem is, when it came down to actually getting things done, like voting,
people didn't vote.
The Bernie Sanders crowd did not
show up.
Where the other end of the spectrum, the Trump supporters, they definitely showed up.
Because
they felt targeted. Like, they felt like it was an immediate issue. It wasn't things to take care of in the future. I feel like Bernie Sanders is like, oh, I care about this, but I don't care enough to do anything about it. As opposed to the Trump crowd is like, no, we're being targeted. We're losing America.
Oh.
Like, if we don't do something now, it's never going to happen.
Mm.
That was a big difference.
Definitely.
Do you know what change can solve the voting issue hella quick? Just make an app on voting.
Yeah, but there's other things behind
just hacking, because
tampering.
because I mean, if you think about it, we vote a computer anyway. Just make it the safest way possible, because
even the way it is now, there's voter fraud.
Because thing is, it's just the old school way of waiting in a line.
Ballots and
I think to me, I don't want to wait in a line to vote. I fucking
vote. Here's the thing. I understand where you're coming from, but it has to be
out of my day. You know?
It has to be a well thought out plan to.
It's like jury duty. Who wants to go to jury duty when you're young?
Jury duty makes sense.
Yeah,
you're in a zone.
Yeah.
There's people that commit crimes. You have the right to stand in and decide if this person's guilty or not.
Yeah, but do you want to be there?
Most people don't, but there's people that do. There's people that love going to jury duty.
Of course, but
which there's people
totally
that want to be selected to be on a jury.
Like, I believe it's totally necessary, but at the same time, I'm not.
Yeah, so. So it is the same concept of voting, I think, with our generation, because who wants to fucking wait in a line for 30 minutes? Well, I know it sounds easy.
I don't mind.
I don't mind too, but it sounds easy. But that's,
you ever go to Disneyland?
Yeah, plus but the generation, like,
you gotta guess what I'm talking about, right?
I'll tell you this: when I was a kid, like, we didn't have like internet and stuff like that. So when you watch TV, you're kind of forced to watch that kind of stuff, because that's a lot of the stuff that's on TV is political stuff, especially election time. It's like on every channel possible, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now that we are adults, I don't have I have a TV, but I don't have cable or satellite or anything like
just
that.
Internet, right?
So I choose to look at what I look at, and obviously it's not politics. So it's even being flashed in front of me either. So I mean,
that's
I have to either turn on the radio or something.
That's what we've talked about before. Like with technology now, you pick and choose what you want to listen to,
and that can be kind
of
harmful.
And that gives you kind of blinders in terms of like, oh, I'm gonna go more into this because I don't really care about anything else, as opposed to before when information was limited. You, let's say, even just with magazines, newspapers, TV. It's what's presented now.
Right.
Even then, it's whatever that network wants to present
to
you.
Yeah.
It's their agenda on it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the big issue now, where, you know, you watch Fox, you're going to get one perspective. You watch CNN, it's another.
Yeah.
You know,
it's hearsay
so,
type of thing.
Yeah.
That's a weird
politics
thing
is just a muddy game. Let's put it that way. And it's unfortunate that our country has to run on politics.
All I'm saying is people get hurt, whether it be natural disasters, tragedies like this, and people forget to help the people that were affected by this. Obviously, there's a lot of people that do help, because, I mean, things get taken care of.
Yeah.
But people go into the politics side, the other sides, whether it be mental health or guns and stuff, and then you forget about the actual people that were affected by this stuff.
Exactly.
And you worry about the short term, like let's say they take care of all the people that were injured, and then you forget about the long term, like the people that aren't mentally stable after that. You know, when will they do another concert in Vegas like that again?
I mean,
probably not anytime soon.
You know what,
because thing is,
the stigma is there.
Hella festivals happen in Vegas like that.
That's
and then what's going to happen
with
the next
festival?
What's
the hot one,
EDC?
Yeah.
Same place.
That would be like the worst place to do something like that.
Yeah, because people
for these people, that would just be terrible. Like, I don't even want to think about that.
Because the thing is, I used to go to EDC.
Right.
I go to festivals.
Back in my day.
It's just
when I was 42.
Like, you can see, it's already a bad environment to be in, like, organized wise. Like, you don't know where you're going. They're telling people imagine in a panic. It's just a scary situation.
That's the thing, though. Like we were saying earlier, it's things that you say, oh, if I wasn't, like, you can't.
You can't.
It's just, it happens, and at the time, you try to do the best you can, but nobody can prepare for that.
No, there's no way.
And even in hindsight, you can't say you would do something or something differently. You know what I'm saying?
What I'm really, really impressed about I don't know if I can do it, are the people who helped other people in that situation.
During that time, right?
That's when you see who has character, who doesn't.
That's
like
some
that's,
crazy stuff.
That's when
you
see who the people that, you know,
actually
are valuable.
I mean, there are people that know they're going to die, so they do things for people so to make sure that they're okay. Like, and that's ridiculous.
But shutting off the instinct to live and caring about someone else.
There's
crazy.
That were carrying people out of there, and then they went back in to get more people.
That's some Forrest Gump stuff right there, dude.
Imagine that courage, knowing that the shooter's still up there.
Yeah.
You can get shot at any moment and still be doing and helping
that's
other
sad
people.
Right there,
yeah.
You know, that's...
They should have medals for people like that.
To me, that's when you really, really realize.
I think you could call that, so that person, technically, you could call them, like, a patriot.
Yeah.
Definitely. Because they're putting their life on the line for the American people, and they're not even part of the military.
Yeah.
So they're not wanting to, they don't need to do it, but they have, they want to, you know?
I've never been in a situation like that, obviously, but at that point, I don't even, like, I don't think country goes into your mind. It's just,
no, but I mean, it is your, because even if they were foreign, if you were a good-natured person, you'd still go back for that person.
That's what I'm saying.
Definitely.
What I'm trying to say, too, is I think that's what people kind of spin it to at the end of the day.
Uh-huh.
They're like, oh, this guy, let's say he happens to be American, went back in. Oh,
yeah.
He's a true patriot. And it's like,
yeah.
Well, that's not what it's about.
Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah.
He's just helping someone like
right,
me.
Yeah, I mean, because at the end of the day, it really could have been anybody from anywhere.
Yeah.
And if you have that good character.
What I'm saying is, like, anything people do, whether it be good or bad,
yeah.
People in the media or in a higher place that have a platform will try to spin it their own way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the thing about situations like this, it brings about the worst in people and the best in people.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
That's really true.
Because the people who are trying to save lives, they feel fear too.
Yeah.
They know something's possibly most likely is going to happen to them if they do it, but they still do it.
It's just, I can't wrap myself around a situation where, like, that happens, right?
Uh-huh.
Let's say a friend gets hit, like, at that point, you're trying to save him, like, no matter what. It doesn't matter if you get hit or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, maybe you think of it in a smart way, maybe you don't. And like I said, there's no way to actually put yourself in the situation, but it's just so many things that go on, and it's live.
Yeah.
It's not like you have time to think about it.
Because if it's your friend or family, most likely you'll do it.
Even
if it's
a
random stranger? If it's a stranger you don't even know.
Or especially if they're out of your way. Like,
you're
cutting to the exit, and dude's off onto the side, and he still has a chance to live.
And you still hear gunshots.
And you're taking, you're like, forget it, I'm just gonna go over there.
Yeah, you know?
That takes some pretty big ones.
No. Yeah. To me, dude, it brings about the
evil. Hard enough for somebody to do something about, like, somebody getting mugged.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
Or like, even in a normal confrontation.
Yeah.
For example, right? When you know someone's getting bullied into it, or they're confrontational, you know, that mob mentality.
Yeah.
Like, are you going to say something?
A lot of people would just probably take that flight, you know,
uh-huh.
because it has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
But,
Exactly,
that's
right?
That's a tough thing, you know? It's really, like, a moral question.
Mm-hmm.
You would just hope that most people would do something for you, you know? Because I know I would try, but I don't think... Would I be successful or not?
Like,
I don't know.
Like, I assume, like, even then, like, you think things right now, because I feel like this, but in the situation, it's different things.
You have no
you
idea.
Have
yeah,
no
I could totally
time,
tell
you
I would
nothing.
Try right now, but at the same time, if it happened, I'd probably be out of there.
Yeah.
I might
life
be
and death situation, man. It's only a few things, and that's going to be the scary part with the profession I'm going in, being a firefighter.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even realize that. Yeah,
yeah.
You're going to be in that...
In that situation.
Tell the people what you're doing.
So I'm in the... I'm going through a fire academy right now, and I'm learning the basics to become a firefighter. Learning how to use ladders, learning how to search and rescue in the dark with smoke, learning how to properly use a fire hose.
Do you get
and
to
now,
use the pole?
Yes.
That's
and
awesome.
And like, axes and the Halligan tool.
So
and
do you have any... inside knowledge on like on a situation like that.
Okay.
Like what would be required of the firefighting unit?
Okay. So the firefighters go with risk and reward with every situation.
Right.
High risk, high reward. Right? Low risk. So for example, if it's low risk, high reward, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For example, if there's a fire in the first half of the house over here, and there's someone here near the window. Low risk, high reward, because you can just put a ladder right next to that person and just get him down.
Yeah.
Or what if someone's trapped up in the stairs, but in the second floor, and there's fire all around the first floor?
Yeah.
High risk, high reward.
Yeah.
So it depends on
your
call.
What do you do at that point? You just have to. Flip a coin.
So that's just basically on you, on your instinct, whether you feel like you can or not.
Yeah.
So there's almost no situation that you... Ah.
It's
almost... See, that's good that I asked, because I feel like with them, they get trained, right?
Yeah.
So you have to have a game plan for everything.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But from what he's saying, it's like, no, at a certain point, it's just your call,
and
you gotta pick what's
crazy.
What
so, because this is the crazy part, we listen to the person in charge, which
obviously,
is our captain, right?
Yeah, captain,
So, we rely on the captain's judgment. Okay, once we're in...
That's a lot of trust.
Yeah, and the thing is, once we're in... It's up to our judgment if we can reach it. So there's levels to to it. You
but
know,
I mean,
well,
if you think about
adds,
it, that's like the most effective way of doing something like that. That chain of command type of thing.
And
right?
Well, that even adds to like, because that makes me think of like, you know, how like in 9/11 they went into buildings to get people out.
Yeah.
Like, it was up to them to actually decide if it was a situation where they can help out. And, you know, obviously they
that was
did.
A tough situation.
Yeah.
Dude. That was just like that was a super high risk,
almost
no reward situation, you know?
And the crazy part about that is I can be training for this right now, but when the situation arises,
your first fireman,
I don't know.
You better hope
what
that
I'm
thing's a low, low risk,
you know,
type of job.
Yeah. Do you know what's my only
pencil pusher?
Yeah. Do you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll wash the car.
Paper cut. Do you know what's one thing I'm relying on? Is my training. Because I'm gonna feel fear no matter what.
Yeah.
I'm gonna feel anxiety. I'm gonna feel adrenaline. Right. But I can always rely on my training, because right now our training is so repetitive when we're tired, because we go from 6 to 6, 12 hours. We do 3 things within those 12 hours.
So it'll be second nature to you.
We have 1.5 hours of PT before we even get started.
Huh.
So we're tired in the beginning. They just drill it to us every single time. Without even thinking, we know what to do.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
And so it's more of a reflex kind of instinct. More.
Yeah.
That's
so,
awesome.
So when shit hits the fan, when you're tired, when you're exhausted, you know what to do.
Yeah.
Because right now, for example, we are going to start doing live fire in 2 or 3 weeks, right? They said that you are not going to able to see anything if there's a fire in a room.
You got to depend on other senses.
Yeah, you have to depend
or
on your training.
Training, yeah.
So, for example, if you enter a room, you do a right-hand search, out. And you can't, and then you rely on your own training. So, right-hand search is entering the door and you touch the wall with your right hand. So that you don't get confused. You're going to eventually hit that door.
Yeah.
Or if you have a fire hose inside the house and shit hits the fan, you just follow the hose back.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's what we did.
So the training is like you need to know how to get out.
Yeah. We train for the worst case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
It might not happen. It might happen, but the most likely
but you know what to do.
Yeah.
If it happens.
Yeah. It's possibly gonna happen maybe 4 or 5 times. Yeah.
Yeah.
4 or 5 times your career, but if it ever happens, you're gonna have to save yourself.
Yeah.
So we always train for worst case scenario. And, but this is not the real academy. This is only trained to go to the real academy.
Oh,
this
okay,
is like firefighter 1. I need to go to the next level.
Wow.
I have gotten like a new respect for firefighters today. Not that I didn't respect firefighters before, but that's why they're always all in shape.
Knowing that they have to make the calls
on
the spot, and it's not something
that's
you
tough,
train
man.
For. It's like, you just have to.
And who knows when you get in there what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
It could look stable on the outside. You go in there and things are just falling apart. One support beam and that's it, man. Like,
yeah, and that's one thing the captain told him. It's like, look, if you see a man right there, that's a man or a woman struggling to breathe, and you know that the building is in collapse, what do you do?
Yes. I don't even want to answer that question.
You know, it's like,
I didn't want to think about
it. It's like, it's your job to do it, but you know it might possibly collapse on you and your guys to sell.
Dude.
But you can just grab him, enter out the other way, but you don't know how long that's...
Oh, man, that's
like
a bad dream. You realize that's like a nightmare, dude.
But anyways, we're running out of time here. Is there any kind of last things you want to say before we wrap this up?
Well, I guess pretty simple. Gun control, very confusing. Hard topic to talk about. Not really something we can do about it yet.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I'm concerned, I don't have any good ideas on it.
Yeah.
But you can agree that we need, like, as people, we need to talk about it.
I can agree that definitely people do need, a larger group of normal people, normal level, normal level people definitely need to talk about it.
Yeah. One thing about this is
where's Jaw?
Yeah. The thing is, an event like this can happen, an event like Sandy Hook can happen, an event like Orlando happens, and it's a fuss for about a week or two, and we just forget about it.
Yeah.
Let's not forget about any event that costs people lives, you know, like cost people their life.
Yeah.
Because that's one thing. And if we're, somehow we just forget about all those things after a while.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And just sweep under the rug. But one day someone's going to take action, or a group's going to take action, and hopefully we learn from our mistakes.
Yeah, my thing is just in terms of this situation and just things that have been happening recently, there's people that need help. So whatever, how many other people are listening to this, don't forget to help out whatever, like any way you can. I know people can't go there, can't do certain things, but like you can always try donating to like a creditable place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure like some. Usually the rule of thumb is if it's any association, for the most part,
or maybe even hospitals sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's like
a
American Red Cross and stuff like that. Like some hospitals. Like there's places you can actually know that your money's going to be used for good. Plus, people are, I mean, it's Vegas. People go there a lot. So if you're there, people need blood. There's a lot of injured people.
Yeah.
And stuff goes down in Vegas.
And one last thing. I know it's very... very uncomfortable to go out in public when it's things happen like this, things in the back of your head, like, is it safe to be outside? Just don't let that creep in your head. Just
people
be
are
out
scared
there.
Of being nuked nowadays.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Enjoy your life. You can die anytime, driving, you know, eating.
The aneurysm is real.
A random heart attack. Just it's hard to live your life without worries. Just try to live it.
Alrighty. Well, that's going to be it for this episode. Feel free to comment if you like this. Feel free to like if you like this as well. Remember to subscribe. And we'll make a couple more episodes like this. Hopefully not as situational like this one. But
or as depressing as it is.
Yeah.
But it's something that definitely needed
to
talk about.
We need to talk
about
it.
It's a hot
topic,
and we got to get it out there. So
I'm going to go home and watch a Disney movie. Not like
Mulan.
Mulan. It's still
pretty bad.
It's
not just because you're Asian.
Yeah. Well,
Mulan is my favorite Disney character.
All right, we're going to sign out. Peace.